If you listen closely, you may notice that Mishki takes great license with some of the details surrounding the news of the day. Listen at your own amusement. Thank you.
The memories are golden there. My daddy's pipe, my mama's chair. My grandma's braid was done with care, and on the wireless was Mishki. My mom would sit us on the rug and keep us quiet with a hug. My grandpa'd laugh, and the kids would shrug at the shenanigans of Mishki. Jean said Tommy was the kind of man that she would like to find. My uncle told her, never mind, or there'll be no more of Mishki. Later on, in schoolboy days, when FM was the latest craze, I didn't care or change my ways, and my dates all learned of Mishki. More recently, my wife would scoff and yell to turn that joker off, so I'd grab a smoke and play it soft out on the deck with Mishki. I met him once at the state fair. It was just outside the beer tent there. I heard that giggle in the air, and I knew that it was Mishki. If he was old or young, I couldn't see, but he was different than I thought he'd be. When he handed me a swisher sweet, well, he seemed a good egg, Mishki. I called the wife with courage high and said I'd be home by and by. My luck was too good to deny. I was hanging out with Mishki. We smoked our stogies in the night as I kept buying him Cold Spring Lights, and before I knew my wrong from right, I was about half-baked with Mishki. He borrowed $5 and went away. I lost my lunch and a pile of hay. Who drove me home, well, I can't say, but I don't think it was Mishki. I woke up in the lawn and saw my wife. I couldn't stand up to save my life, and then from her robe she pulled a knife and started screaming, Mishki. I was up and running, filled with fear and kitchen things flying by my ear. The wife was yelling loud and clear, you can just go live with Mishki. Well, that was many years ago, and still I'm feeling pretty low. And if I had a radio, well, it wouldn't be tuned to Mishki. The man cost me my home and pride. He left a void a mile wide. He made me want to run and hide and curse the name of Mishki. And although I can't afford the beers, I've waited by that tent for years. But it's not about revenge or tears. I want something else from Mishki. See, I don't care much about the wife or the shambles of my so-called life. And I want no pity for my strife. But I want that five from Mishki. Somewhere the sun is shining bright, somewhere the hearts of men are light, and somewhere heroes do things right, and somewhere else is Mishki.
Hey gang, just pulling up, everything's okay. No need to work. No need to worry. Just arriving. Okay, they changed the code on the front door there, so we have a little trouble getting in. Hang on, I'll be right with you there. Let's see if we can get in here. Come on, baby. There it is. She's opening up now. Yeah, they changed the access code on the front door there. I'm borrowing a cell phone from a fella. Hi there. Hi. What do you got there?
Pizza.
Is that from, what's that? What is that? Can I take a look at that?
Oh, yeah.
Whose is that?
It's mine.
Oh, I'm sorry, David. I thought you were a pizza delivery guy.
No.
Oh, because I'd like a pizza.
Go ahead, man.
Oh, thanks.
That's big fan. I'm a big fan.
Oh, thanks. Oh, thank you. That is good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big, yeah, now. Thank you so much for thinking of me. Okay, we got a piece of pizza.
All right, bud.
Oh, man. I ain't bad. Be able to get a piece of pizza on the way in. Anyway, I had to. Sorry, folks. Probably with you shortly. Oh, boy. Well, here we are. She was quiet. Boy, this place. You walk in this hour of the night, it's like a morgue. All right. Everything okay? So, Mike, as soon as I get this microphone on, you can take your phone back. Thanks a million. Let me make sure we're all legit.
Okay, hey, I'm on the air. Now you can take that baby. Thank you, Michael. All right, I appreciate it. See you, buddy. Thanks for helping me out, keeping me on the air, keeping my career afloat. Oh. Oh, yeah, Dave, I'm sorry. Yeah, we want to make... Dave, thanks, Dave. Dave. Okay. Hi. Yeah, that was Dave. Hang on, let me see if I can find a headset here. Just arriving, folks. Actually, as I tool around on this chair, I'm realizing how fun it is to wheel around on it. I don't even want to find a headset. Woo! Here we go. Easy does it. All right. Pretty little angel eyes. Pretty little angel eyes. Pretty little angel. Pretty little angel. Pretty little angel eyes. Okay, smoking good. Smoking good. Yeah, there we be. Hang on, I'm gonna get my chair. Woo! Ah! I got it. Hang on, I'm with you, people. Friday night, or is it Thursday night? What is it? Friday night? I don't know. They're always saying to me in the summertime, pretty little angel. Oh, a lot of people calling already. Haven't even came up with a topic. How about the gun control? Capital punishment? Legalization of drugs? Okay. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah.
Mish.
Yeah.
Hey, gun control, I got a related story. Big Billy's benefit is Sunday.
Huh? Hello?
Mishki.
Yeah.
Oh, you are so much fun. I wish I could have that much fun by myself.
What's on your mind, ma'am?
It's Rebecca.
Rebecca!
I love you, Mishki.
Well,
I'm sorry you're married and you got kids and the whole thing. You know.
Are you really sorry about that?
Well, no, I'm not sorry. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
I got my kitty cat, you know. I named him after you. Remember?
But how about, are you able to find human companionship?
Well, yeah, he's great. He's a great cat.
Are you able to find human companionship?
He's a cat.
Are you able at all to find human companionship? Why are you doing that?
I'm not.
Is
that a trick question?
Dave. I'm sorry. Dave's just dropping by. Yeah, Dave. Huh? You too, buddy. Thanks for all the help tonight and keeping my career afloat. There goes Dave. Dave, who got me here on time. Go ahead. Hello.
Okay. Tomorrow is what? July 1st. Right?
Yeah,
I know. I have like a memory of dates. You know what that day is? It's Don Vogel's birthday.
He was not born on the 4th.
The 1st.
Oh, the 1st. Yes. How old would he have been?
That I'm questionable about.
I know in 19...
I know he was a little bit older than me.
In 1995, yeah, I think he was going to be 50.
No way. Oh, in 1995, he was 50.
That's what I said.
I'm having a hard time hearing you tonight, Tommy. At any rate... Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you talked to Lukey lately? Yeah, well, whatever.
No.
That sounds like my backyard.
Roger, say hi to Rebecca. Rebecca,
Roger,
this is Roger.
Why do I have to say hi to Roger? Are you fun, Roger?
Get old and it all goes down the drain.
Roger, is it over? Is life over for you?
Nah, it's just starting, but it's the second phase.
Is he the divorcee that sits around and drinks beer all the time?
How'd you know that?
Rebecca.
I've never called before.
But Rebecca, that's also a description of your situation.
Shut up.
A lot of lonely people out there at night, aren't there?
That's for sure.
Stop it. I'm not lonely. I was actually just going to go to sleep because I got to get up early and take
Rebecca
to the vet.
Rebecca, you actually are lonely. And it's okay to admit it.
All right. I'm lonely.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. It's not, it's not the end of the world. Yeah.
You know me, Tommy.
Yeah, it's okay. It's not a sin. It's just a fact, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I'm kind of lonely too, actually, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
How about you, Rog?
Roger.
I'm doing okay.
No, you're not. You're not, Rog.
Listen, I've got two questions for you.
No, Rog.
Oh, sorry.
You're not going to ask a single question until you admit that things aren't going all that well for you.
Hey, things have gone worse.
Yeah, well, so you're not in the Holocaust. The fact of the matter is things still aren't that great.
They're not that bad, though.
I want you to say, I'm lonely.
But I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not. How could I say that? Hey, you know what my friend said? He said he didn't think I could quit drinking beer for 2 weeks. And I said, well, but why? He says, well, so it came down to would, you know, could I? Because I drink maybe a six-pack to sometimes a 12-pack a day, depends. And then he says, oh, you could never quit. And I said, oh, yeah, I could. The question was, I could, but would I? And I did. No, it was no problem. Didn't even miss it. But then I can't sleep. You sleep 2-3 hours a night. That's about it.
So you started again.
Yeah, but boy, it's so limited now. Now I drink near beer and raw cider vinegar.
Ew.
It's got quite a punch to it. Plus, then I mix my nutrients in that. See, I use alcohol as a vehicle. It gets into your bloodstream faster, so whatever in the alcohol gets into your bloodstream. It's so simple. People haven't figured it out. I mean, if you're just going to sit around in a bar or sit at home and get a buzz on, what a waste of time. Now, if you use it properly, if you know how to use nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, even herbs, tinctures and stuff, I tell you, alcohol is quite a good thing if you know how to utilize it properly.
You're a lonely, lonely, lonely man, Roger. Roger, you're a sad, lonely
you're
man.
An alcohol experimentation.
And you're a lonely woman, Rebecca. It's okay. It's okay. We can all just accept it. It doesn't have to be the end of the world. Why can't we just all just say it and then move on? Say, I'm lonely. Say it. Say, I'm lonely.
I am lonely.
Yeah. See how real that sounds? See how true that sounds? Yeah, we're all lonely. Hi, Al.
Hey, Blow, how are you doing?
I'm all right.
I was a little antsy last night. You know, those tornadoes were coming through here.
I imagine that got you pretty excited.
Yeah, you know, you kind of think twice about it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's great to hear Miss Rebecca, and it's great to hear he's the man from Briggs Lake, isn't he?
You were prominently featured in the Rake magazine this month.
Oh, fantastic.
You seen it?
No, I haven't. I wish I could.
Get a hold of the Rake, because you are the focus of that magazine for the first few paragraphs.
Oh, you're kidding.
Nope, you are the man, Al.
Oh, no, Tommy, you don't have to do that.
No, it's a fact. It's in the Rake magazine. You understand I'm talking about a magazine already published. You're in it. You are the focus. You are the focal point. You are the be-all and end-all, the alpha, the omega. You are the king. You are the guy they shine the spotlight on.
Well, my historian called me up the other day and said you got to write an article about tornadoes, you know. And I was thinking like, well, you know, you got to do that, you know. And that's kind of where I'm at, you know. At this point, I'm still trying to, you know, just get things situated and get that column written, you know.
Yeah, that'll be good when you do that, Al.
How you been?
Well, Al, I've been good, and I worry about you.
Don't worry about me, Tommy. Tommy, I'm resilient.
I worry about you, Al, because I worry that someday I'm going to find out you hung yourself.
No. Oh, God, no. No, I won't do that.
All right.
Never. Hey, but I love you, Tommy.
I love you too, Al. I hope we can hang out together sometime.
Well, we will eventually. It's
right.
Just...
looking forward to that, of course.
I've been putting it off for a long time, but we will.
All right, I love you, Al.
Thanks, Tommy.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's good old Al. He's kind of a brother of mine. I have... I don't know the guy at all, but I have a feeling that he and I in another life possibly were Ken. I don't know what the heck's going on there. Hello?
Hi, can I talk to Tommy?
Hang on a second.
Thank you.
Tommy!
Oh, my God, he's yelling at him.
Hello?
Why would he want to yell at him?
Hello?
He just started yelling, Tommy!
Yeah,
Tommy's a bit lonely. I ain't got no friends.
Well, easy. You can have friends and still be lonely. Loneliness is a mysterious thing. It doesn't necessarily have to do with how many people know you. It has to do with...
You're talking to me?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, I'm very lonely. I'm very lonely.
I am too.
I hate to say this. I called the suicide hotline last night and they put me on hold.
That hurts.
Can you help me out, Tommy?
No, I'd kill myself if I were you.
Which I would run in front of a truck?
Either way, it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, what about this guy who drinks a 6-pack to a 12-pack a night?
He'll be dead soon, too.
I don't know what to do, Tommy.
I'd kill yourself if I were you.
Well, what should I do? Should I just...
Go in the garage with a hose, attach it to the exhaust pipe, and just die.
Tommy, I tried that, and I freaking ran out of gas.
Yeah.
Then I jumped into a pit downtown Chicago and Blue Island there at some pit bulls, and they just got one look at me and said, this guy's too freaking lonely. Yeah, we're out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
well, it turns out, son of a gun, you don't want to die.
What? Oh, my God, I need help. Can you say you're lonely?
Yeah.
And mean it?
I am lonely.
Have you ever been so lonely that you farted in the bathtub and bit the bubbles?
I'm going to have to cut you off on that.
Thanks, Tom, for your help.